that record. I feel like a dinosaur. And the sound quality, you have to read it with Steven, and the sound quality is so horrendous.
It was the last minute thing. I was going to have something better to do than I did.
You could transfer it while you're doing it.
It's fine. But next time, I'm going to have a digital recording.
What's so neat is the one that I've been using is, I don't know, 5 or 6 years old. And the technology is exponentially improved.
Wow.
So it's kind of really a nice experience to see that. Okay. We ready?
Yeah.
Take a minute. Did you get your tea?
I didn't get tea.
Why'd you get it?
Yeah, you get it. Right. Take a tea.
The last Harry Potter movie is coming out.
Really?
Yeah, November 19th.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've got a friend who's obsessed.
I love Harry Potter.
Did you see the film?
I have seen all of them, yeah. And we take, my cousin Jay, who's like 8.
Om Sahanam Bhavatu, Sahanam Punaktu, Sahaviryam Kalabhavahari. Tejasvinavati tamastu mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. We are on the darker page.
Are you
going to
start with sentences?
Yeah,
70. 70. Oh, aren't we going to finish reading then?
We can
do the sentences first and then go back and read. You want to do that?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Start with sentences and then go back to page 68 and read through what we're going to read through. That's good.
Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
Why don't you start? Because I still didn't get that word.
Oh, okay.
I still don't hope so.
I probably didn't either.
That's okay.
But
I think Hotel is a ritual.
No, that one I know.
Oh.
The one after that.
Oh, I know why you didn't get that.
Okay, so number one is Sayam Pratar.
Pratar.
Pratar. Denu. Denum. Agni Hotram, Agni Hotraya, To Grishihi.
Agni Hotra, are you working on this?
I was going back and forth. Agni Hotra, Hotraya.
Mm-hmm. Agni Hotraya.
Mm-hmm. Ado Grishihi.
You working on Sunday?
Oh yeah, Adog, sorry, Adog Rishi, Grishihi. So we have Saha Ayam.
I took that, no.
No?
Sayam.
Oh, what is that?
Sayam means in the evening.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so
but that's why he's giving it to you, just to confuse you, so you have Sa and Ayam. As to be a big problem.
Okay. So Sayam, that's accusative?
No, indeclinable.
Sayam. Oh, it's an indeclinable.
Yeah.
That's right.
In the evening.
So in the evening, and then we have Pratar, which is indeclinable, meaning at daybreak.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tenum, which is cow, in the accusative singular. And then Agni Hotaya, the dative singular. The fire sacrifice, two or four fire sacrifice. And then we have a tog, which is past, third person singular, past maipada, milked. And then rishihi, which is a nominative singular, rishi. So in the evening and at daybreak.
Mm-hmm, that's how you would say it.
Okay, in the evening and at daybreak, the rishi milks the cow for the fire sacrifice, or milk.
Good. Like from Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Right. Duke.
From Duke.
Duke.
Okay, I screwed up. I, for some reason, didn't see that it was dative singular. I kept assuming it was like a stem form or something. I don't know why.
For which one?
For Agnihotra. I just did not totally, like, didn't even see that it was dative.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we don't use data that much. We don't see it that often, and so then
I thought I knew it, but I was like, that threw me off completely because I was looking for. I was like, yeah, it's a, and I kept, and I looked at the word "do" for milk. I was like, it has to be about milking a cow.
Yeah,
man,
you have a
really
great
it. I know. I get it now. So that was the imperfect, right?
Also, Duke can optionally give a double accusative vision. And here it's taking the Agnihotra, right? Do you remember that long footnote I'm looking for here?
It can take two accusatives.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to.
It doesn't here.
Yeah, it doesn't have to. That's kind of an important thing to remember, that some roots take a double accusative if it can. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. Let me repeat after me, though, just to get these long vowels. Sayam Pratar.
Sayam Pratar.
Dhenum.
Dhenum.
Agnihotraya.
Adok.
Rishihi.
Rishihi.
Okay.
Hi, Kibi.
Okay, Gandakayam Vasantav Rama Lakshmanav Rakshasam Sahatran Yahatam.
Sahasran
Yahatam. Okay, so Dandakayam, I guess after talking to Tara, Dandaka is a district in the Deccan, it says, situated between the rivers of Narmada and Godava.
It's also a forest. In the Dandaka forest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
Doesn't mean forest, it's the name of a forest.
The name of a forest.
In the Dandaka,
And then the next word is Vasanta. This is the masculine noun for spring, and it's in the nominative dual. or accusative dual.
Why would it be in that?
You guys ready to go? Because it's Vasanta, the word.
Is it Vasanta?
Yeah, isn't it?
I thought it was Vasanti. Let me just look
I
at
thought it was Vasantau.
I thought it was Vasanti at first, but I couldn't find any what that meant.
Oh, I thought it was.
So then I went with Vasanta. Well, you told me that Vasanta means spring.
It does.
Yeah, it says
Vasanti. Oh,
can I look that up?
Yeah.
Well, that would make more sense. Because,
in spring, in spring, I couldn't. I wouldn't know how to make it use a dual there.
No, it doesn't make sense.
It's just that the other was dual, and I don't know, I just didn't try to part. I just,
what other was dual? What other was dual?
Well, Rama and Lakshmana?
Yeah.
They're dual, right?
Yeah, they're dual.
So that tricked us into thinking that noun could be a dual.
I don't know how that could be, but
it doesn't make sense.
Okay, so Rasa Ki is a place of residence, but that's...
No, it means this. I thought it was something that's spring. Maybe I'm wrong. Now I'm getting...
Page 182 of the first book of Sanskrit.
What does it say?
Vasanta, masculine noun, spring.
Uh-huh. Okay, just a minute, then.
That from Jyotish anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was from Vasanta, huh? There's no Vasanti here. There's something the matter. Oh!
It's not Var.
No.
not Vat, is it?
Yeah. Oh. That's what it is. Okay. That's what it is.
Wow.
It's a present participle.
Oh,
right? Present participle.
Okay.
See, I just made it up. In the locus, because that makes sense to me. But it's a present participle from bus, dwelling, living in the Dandaka.
Oh, right.
Right? Well, okay. So it's dual. It's almost a dual. Ram and Lakshma, living in the Dandaka.
Yeah. Okay.
Living in the Dandaka.
Right? Class 2? No.
Bus, I think it's 1.
Okay.
So now we see.
Now it makes sense.
So
yeah.
Okay. Okay, good. All right, so then we have Rama is stem form, and Lakshmana, which is the brother of Rama in the dual. So we have a compound, Rama and Lakshmana.
Uh-huh.
And then this one is another one that's crazy. Rakshasam. I guess it's a neuter noun.
Of Russia.
Russia.
Mm-hmm. Means
evil
demons,
right.
Yeah.
So this is a genitive plural,
mm-hmm,
of the evil spirits.
Not plural, that's right, yeah.
Correct, right?
Yes.
And then Sahasrami, which is from the word thousand, from the neuter noun Sahasra.
Sahasra.
Yeah.
Sahasra.
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 Oh, Sahasra.
Yeah.
And then Sahasrami, which is the nominative or accusative plural. But here it's modifying a thousand of evil spirits.
Thousands of spirits, evil, yeah, thousands of demons.
And then we have, from the verb han, we have ahatam, which is the imperfect third person dual. So we're talking about how Rama and Lakshmana, while dwelling in this forest, slay thousands of evil spirits.
Right, so Sahasra is in the accusative.
Okay, yeah.
Good.
Oh, that's good. That was that last mm-hmm one. Oh, okay, so I should read it, right? Or
yeah, Dandakayam.
Dandakayam.
Vasantau.
Vasantau.
Rama Lakshmanau.
Rama Lakshmana.
Rakshasam.
Rakshasam.
Sahasrani.
Sahasrani.
Ahatam.
Ahatam.
Chanakyaha. Akinchana. Brahmanaha. 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 Sorry.
You know what they taught us in India? When you have an H as the first member of a compound,
uh-huh,
you take the second member, like Brahma, Brahmanaha. It's like you go
oh
Maha. And the uh-huh two coming together like that make the sound right. But things like that.
So you almost want to say the Ma sound first.
Yeah, Brahmana. It allows the Ha will come out better that way.
So you kind of reverse it? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, though your ear won't hear it reversed.
Okay.
Brahma.
So,
Brahmana.
Well, after you do the Sunday, it's not.
The Sunday,
right.
Yeah.
But that's,
I mean, it was hard to see what was written there.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
To
yeah.
My head on the phone. And then Tan Ahan.
Tan Ahan.
Tan Ahan.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got Chanakyaha, which is a name, a proper name.
Mm-hmm.
And it's neuter. I mean, it's nominative singular. And then Akinchana is poor or destitute. So a poor destitute, Chanakya, who is also a Brahman, that's nominative singular also. Nandan is accusative plural, those of a royal race from Nanda, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or just those from Nanda.
Yeah.
Adwaid is imperfect
It's imperfect third, singular, pars maipada, hated.
To hate, right?
To hate,
so
yeah.
Hated, right.
Hated. And then buddhi is, so buddhi with that other word, I don't know what the second word is. Prabha.
Well, prabhava can mean like a strong, intense, brilliant.
Okay.
But I didn't, and when I read this, I didn't really know how to translate this either, so let's see how you did it.
Well, I didn't really.
I mean, I know what the words mean, but I couldn't really fit it.
So the word is prabhava?
Mm-hmm. Prabhava.
Okay, so tell me about that, the Sunday there was the cha, so we have
oh, prabhavat.
Oh, prabhava.
So, we're followed by a cha, we'll take the cha, right?
Okay, so it's
palatal, palatal dental.
Got it, okay. Let me just make a quick note here. Prabhavat. Okay, so that, and then strong prabhava, is it a masculine noun?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then, so that's ablative, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so then we have tan, which is accusative plural for them, and han, which is from han, which is past third person or imperfect third person singular, parasmaipada,
mm-hmm.
killed. So, Chanakya, poor destitute Brahman.
Or just a poor Brahman.
Poor Brahman.
Poor
hated
Brahman.
And killed, right?
Hated.
Hated the people of Nanda.
Mm-hmm.
And killed them with his strong intellect, or
well, not it would be because of or
because
or
of
from
great mental
power. I'm sorry, with prabhava, yeah, something like that. But hey, mental powers, maybe that's like through siddhis or something.
Oh,
but I didn't know what it, I don't know what mass means. Let me tell you what prabhava means. Oh, it's going to be up here, too. Prabhava. Luster, splendor, brilliance, dignity, glory, majesty, grandeur, majestic luster, strength, valor, power, to the power of his intellect. A superhuman power or faculty. Oh, so maybe it's that, like the siddhi, like a power,
mm-hmm.
to the power of his mind.
Mm-hmm.
From the power, because of the, like a siddhi, from the power of his buddhi,
mm-hmm.
he killed them.
Okay.
But I don't know. We would know if it was in context.
Yeah.
You know.
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does everybody see the grammar?
Mm-hmm.
Chanakyo.
Chanakyo.
Or Chanakyo Kinshanaha.
Chanakyo Kinshanaha.
I should put
Chanakyo.
It would be Chanakyaha Akinshanaha.
Chanakyaha Akinshanaha.
Chanakyaha Akinshanaha.
Chanakya
Akinchanaha.
Brahmanaha.
Nandan. Advait.
Advait.
Buddhi Prabhavat.
Buddhi Prabhavat. Cha.
Tan Aham.
Tan Aham.
Okay.
That was hard.
Well, it was kind of hard, especially for me, that Buddhi Prabhavan, because I didn't have a context for it.
Okay.
Tesham
cha rajyam chandra guptaha nama mritpati chanakyasya shishyo ashat.
Shishya Ashad, if you broke the center, right? Shishya Ashad.
Shishya
Ashad,
yeah. Okay. So Tesham is genitive plural of Tad, of them. Cha, and then we have Rajya, the neuter noun.
Rajyam.
Rajya, the neuter noun, a kingdom, in the accusative singular.
Chandragupta is the name of the king. Mm-hmm. Is he an accountant? Is he the one that's the accountant?
I don't remember.
Okay. The Nama is adverb by name of. And then we have Nrupatihi, which is the king, nominative singular. Chanakya is the name of a person, masculine noun, genitive singular. And then we have Shishyaha from Shishya, the student. And from Shas, we have the Ashat, which is third person imperfect singular. He, she, or it instructs. So
or rules.
Or rules? Okay.
Shas, yeah.
Shas, okay. Yeah. Governs, yes.
Yeah.
Rules, okay. So, the king. King Chanak, the king named Chanaka, Chanakya?
Chandragupta had Nama Nripatihi. Those are all nominatives.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, so is the king, right?
But not Chanakya, so Chandragupta is the king. Chandragupta had Nama.
By name of?
Yeah, the Nripatihi, Chandragupta.
King. Oh, yeah, Nama. The king by name of Chandragupta.
Yeah.
Rules.
Rules.
He instructs.
Rules.
Ruled. Sorry, he ruled.
Or governed.
Right, he ruled. The kingdom of them.
Their kingdom.
Their kingdom, right. Now where does and come in?
Well, it's hooking up to the previous sentence that's about Chanaka.
Oh, okay.
So you would say, and Chandragupta, the king, a king named Chandragupta, ruled their kingdom. But that Chandragupta was Chanakasya Sishyaha,
no,
right? There's another nominative. So you've got Chandragupta, mm-hmm. Nrupatihi, Chanakasya Sishyaha.
So he was a student of Chanaka.
Yeah.
Okay.
So these are all go to Chandragupta, the king.
Okay.
And that king ruled their kingdom. Whose kingdom? The Nandas.
Okay.
The kingdom of the Nandas. Who Chanaka killed.
Okay. Okay. And so he was also a student.
Yeah.
Of Chanaka. Chanaka.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, is there something?
No, it's just sometimes I get mixed up about which sentences are connected to one another.
Oh, I know.
You know, because you get these lines at the end, so I think this is like a whole new thing, and then that can throw me off. Like, what is this student, what is this referring to? So.
I know, because there's only a single line, there's nothing to tell you that it's connected.
Right.
In fact, I'm just making up that it's connected, because the cha is there,
uh-huh.
and Chanaka is there in both.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it makes sense that there's a connection because you have to do something with that show.
Yeah.
But there's not two lines there to show the sequence. Teshan Charajam.
Teshan Charajam.
Chandragupta Nama.
Chandragupta Nama.
Nipatish Chanakasya.
Nipatish Chanakasya.
Shishoshat.
Shishoshat.
Yeah. Good.
Okay. Devanam Sam Desham.
Sam, you're going to do the
Sam,
no, right?
Sam Desham.
Mm-hmm.
Haran Nalo Damayantya Antahapuram Pra Visha.
You say Antahapuram.
Antahapuram. Puram. Pravishat.
Pravishat.
Do I do the next one too?
Yeah.
Okay. Pravishantam cha tam devanam.
Nam.
Devanam.
Varadrakshitaro na viduhu.
Okay.
So Devanam is genitive plural.
Devanam.
Devanam, genitive plural of the gods. Sandesham, desham is accusative singular, meaning news or message or command.
It can be like the message or command of the gods or by order of the gods.
Okay. By order of the gods.
Or the means the command.
Command of
instruction.
The gods. Okay. This next one, I'm not quite sure. It's Haran.
Haran.
I know. Haran. Okay, so it's Haran and then Nalaha.
Right.
So Nalaha is a king, and that's known as singular, but I don't know what Haran means.
It can mean like to get or to receive. Often it means to take away.
Oh, okay.
But say Noah carrying or obtain the an order, the command of the gods or the instruction of the gods.
Okay.
But what is this though? What kind of word is this?
Because it's present participle from
from present active participle.
To take, to carry, to rob, to take away, which is to rob or take away is what we usually think of it, but it's not, it doesn't make sense here, so it also means to obtain or to receive.
Okay.
And in the story of Noah, the gods did give him some boons and commands.
Okay.
So, you could say even receiving the sendesha of the gods.
Okay. And the next word is Damayanti. And it could either be instrumental, ablative, or genitive singular. And I think it's genitive. Is that right?
Because
the next word is antapuram, which means apartment.
It's like the inner chamber.
The inner chamber, yeah. And that's accusative, neuter, accusative singular. So the inner chamber of Damayanti. And the last word is from Vish. And it's pra avishat, which is entered.
Entered.
Okay.
You know what? Actually, I think here sendesha, I have taken it as an order or instruction. It also does mean message. Now I'm remembering back the story.
That's what I have.
Yes, message, yeah. Because the gods did give Noah a message to take to Damayanti.
Okay.
So it's a message.
All right. And so,
so Vish, he was bearing a message.
Taking a message. Yeah.
And this is class 6, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so we didn't have a class 2 verb here.
No.
It's past third person singular
paragraph. Right.
So King Nala
Bearing.
King Nala, bearing the message of the gods, entered. Entered the inner chamber of Damayanti.
Good.
So it's generative?
The Sarga drops. A plus the Sarga plus half consonant vowel drops.
So Damayanti is generative?
Yes.
Oh, I have to do the next part, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we have Pravishantam, which is that a present participle? So, and it's in the accusative singular. Pra and Vish, and so entering, and then cha and tum, him, or that, him. Devanam, genitive plural of the gods. I don't know what this next word is.
Varam is boon. Vara is a boon.
Okay.
So varat.
Okay, so it's varat.
Yeah, I think it's brother. I don't know if it's masculine.
It's masculine.
It's masculine. Okay.
Did I even come up with that?
The next one is the woman.
Oh yeah, excellent boon. And it's masculine. Yeah,
from the boon of the gods.
Okay.
Then Rakshitra, what do you have for that?
I don't know, but
Raksh means to protect.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So the protectors are the guards.
Oh, okay.
Because Damayanti's inner chamber.
Okay.
The inner chamber of the palace. The inner chamber is where the women are, and they're always protected by their protectors, so by the guards.
So is the word Rakshitra?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the TR.
Yeah.
I have a question for that.
So Tra Tadaha. It's a, a cart trip.
Okay.
So it's Dusha. So the ones who protect.
Okay.
So it's Raha is the ending. Rakshitaraha?
Rakshitra, that Rakshitaraha takes root, it takes vidhi. Nouns that
end with tra, with the ra.
If their action nouns become ar, tadaha in the nominative plural.
Okay.
And just tadaha if they're a relation noun. Remember the tra? Mm-hmm. Nouns are either relation nouns or action
nouns.
Right.
That's right.
Showing dusha.
So if they're action, they take the long
on. They take vridhi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or tadaha. Okay.
Make sure that's not easy.
So what would be the declension on that?
So that would be nominative.
Oh, it's plural?
Plural.
Okay.
Protectors. I had it as protector, as finally as Rakshitra, but I couldn't understand why it was long A. Because in our original tables, we were given the words that said it could be either this or, I didn't understand how the ending.
Okay,
but now we're talking about an action. Then you take the long.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem. I'm glad you told me that.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's great. Okay. Okay. Well, I'll see you later because I'm teaching my Sanskrit class right now. But oh, that's okay. But thanks for telling me. Okay. Bye bye.
Okay.
Okay. Should I read that?
Did I finish it?
No.
Oh yeah. No. Tell me the end of it.
Okay. So then we have So protectors and
or guards, you can say.
No, it's just plural guards. Yeah. Okay. And then not, and then avishuhu.
Avidhuhu.
Avidhuhu, which is from vid, and it's the imperfect third plural, parasmai. And they did not know, okay, so and entering, referring back to the king. I'm not sure how the tum.
Well, him
Ivana.
Who was entering, right? Prashant.
Oh, him who was entering.
Yes.
Okay. And him who was entering with, I mean, of the gods, is that just referring back to with the message from the gods?
No.
No.
Take it like this.
Okay.
You've got, your subject is what?
Is the guards.
Okay. Not a vidu.
Did not know.
Tum.
Okay. The gods did not know him.
Who was entering.
Who was entering.
Why? Why did they know him?
Because he, the boon, from the boon of the gods?
Yeah, because of a boon.
Oh.
Right? Because of the gods' boon.
They didn't know that a man was entering her chamber.
They didn't recognize him.
Oh, okay.
They either didn't, I don't remember the story, they either didn't know him, that it recognized him as Nala, or they didn't see him at all.
Okay.
I don't remember the story. But literally, they didn't know him, right? The guards did not know him as he was entering. As he was entering, the guards didn't see him, didn't recognize him, didn't know him.
But the word pravishan, it's pravishan tam, right?
Accusative, singular, right?
Right.
Because of a present participle. And it's going to be adjectival to him, and the him is going to go back to Noah.
So it's a PAP.
Oh.
Present, yes.
Perfect. Okay.
Oh, no. Present participle. Okay. To Tum. Ravishan Tum. Tum. Him who is, while he was entering. Him while entering.
So all one word, Ravishan Tum.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
That's it.
Devanam Sandesham.
Devanam Sandesham.
Haran Nalaha.
Haran Nalaha.
You're with me? Yes. Haran Nalaha. Damayantya Antapuram.
Damayantya Antapuram.
Pravishat.
Pravishat.
Pravishantamcha.
Pravishantamcha.
Tam Devanam. Devanam Varat.
Tam Devanam Varat.
Rakshitaraha.
Rakshitaraha.
Naviduhu.
Naviduhu.
I'm breaking Sunday and not breaking Sunday. Rakshitaraha na abiduhu.
Rakshitaraha na abiduhu.
And that Damayantya is Damayantyaha Antapuram Pravishat. The Sarva Drasa. Okay.
I'm kind of worried that I'm not recognizing PAPs. It's like I forgot they existed.
Don't worry.
Like, mm-hmm. Look, I'm seeing everything as an imperfect.
Somehow it just clicked in my mind. Yeah. For the first time ever. I'm not kidding you, because every time those would throw me.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I see that unt ending, I get suspicious, especially if it's the after it.
Yeah.
I think of a participle.
Right.
Go to my
sheet.
Well,
that makes sense. I just haven't.
Do you have in your notes a declension of the participle?
I do. I used to know them, really. Yeah. I mean, I used to find them all the time, and I think what's happened is it's just been a while, and been like focusing so much on one little segment I tend to forget the regular verbs because I've been focusing on these. Okay, so kechid va. I can't read the print here. Kechid bhatavas tad agasya tat amupagata. But I'm sorry, tat tam. Upagata.
Upagata.
Loshtaihi Bekan Abhyaknan. Okay, that was pretty short. So Kachid is some certain.
Some.
Certain. Or some cert some.
Or a. Yes, some, because it's plural.
Right. And then we have boys, from Bhattu, which is Bhattavaha, which is nominative plural, the boys.
So some boys.
Some boys. And then we have the word tadaga.
Tadaga.
Which is a tank. And this is the gender singular.
It's a tank or a reservoir or just a tank or a little pool or pond also. But that's fine. Tank is fine.
Okay. And then we have cut from the word cut, which is the bank or margin or the edge. They're probably at the edge of this tank. And then we have Upa is the verbal prefix plus gata, the PPP from ga, nominative plural. So they have somehow approached, but we'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then loshtaihi is from loshta, which is a lump of earth, but I think here pellets of clay.
Or dirt clods, yeah.
Dirt clods. Like, or they even say you could stone to death with this. Mm-hmm. So clumps of earth, so it's an instrumental plural. And then bepeka, which is frog, accusative plural. And then hun, the verb we have with the prefix abi. So this is third person imperfect plural, padasmakadade, struck or.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some boys approached, I'm just going to say, for upagata, or went up to or went near the edge of a tank. And they struck, they stoned, or they struck these frogs with pellets of clay.
Right. So one thing you might do, the translation is fine, but if we just look at it a little bit differently, that's upagataha is adjectival to boys. So some boys who had approached.
Right, having approached, right? Or
no, not even having, because it's a... It's
who
not,
approached, right?
Yeah, who had approached.
Okay.
Or who had approached the bank of the pond or the edge of the of the tank.
Mm-hmm.
They struck frogs with stones or dirt clods.
Okay.
That's a good way. So PPP, since they are often adjectival, you can just say, use it like that.
Yeah.
Some boys who had approached, like just defining them more.
Yeah. It's an adjectival.
Yeah. Okay.
Keshit Bhattavaha.
Keshit Bhattavaha.
Tadagasya Tatam.
Tadagasya Tatam.
Upagataha.
Loshtire.
Bhekan.
Bhekan.
Abhyaknam.
Sa Raja. Dwik Vijaya Sara Yat.
Dig Vijaya.
Dig Vijaya. Arabhya Manaha Sarvam Vritantam Gandharva Kanyaya Achashta.
Yeah.
Achashta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Saha Raja, that king, known as the singular, Digvicha Yat is oblative singular.
Mm-hmm.
From the conquest of the quarters or of all regions. What exactly does that word mean?
Well,
from conquesting the area?
It means that they've gone on all the way around.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They've conquested the areas, all of the regions.
Okay.
In all four quarters.
From conquest of all the regions. Arabhyaha. Is that sound?
Arabhya. From Aram, it's a inclinable past participle. Aram, having begun.
Okay.
Okay.
What is the actual word? Then it's A.
The actual word is Aramba, with an aspirate ba. Aramba.
And there's an at the end, right?
No, it's a verb. Aram.
Okay.
Aram, to begin.
To begin.
And Arabhya, the Anuswara dross. Becomes Arabate. I think it's the sixth of Renee for the. I don't remember.
But did you just say it was indeclinable?
Yeah, now it is.
So
indeclinable past participle. Having begun.
Okay.
Or beginning from.
Gosh, I just totally.
So that's with the old Jera, right?
Yeah, with the Arabia, like beginning from.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's also, I think Arabia is also an indeclinable, but it's also indeclinable, just an indeclinable by itself, Arabia.
Okay.
But it's also an indeclinable past participle.
So having begun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's see if they have it even here.
Wow. I really wouldn't have thought of looking for a verb of that.
Me neither.
I guess we have to remember if you have a long ah. That it can be it could be an indeclinable past participle. Because I forget about that.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's right.
I was thinking it was some other.
But
thing.
You know, it is at autumn.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also just autumn. Yeah, it also acts as an indeclinable.
So it's an adverb or a gerund?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's an adverb or an.
Let me just look it up and tell you. Arabhya. Indeclinable, having begun.
Okay.
With having begun, beginning with, ever since with a prepositional force with ablative.
Okay.
So that's what that is here.
Okay.
Because she's having the ablative.
Uh-huh.
The vijayat.
Yeah.
So it would be like having beginning with, right? Beginning with the digvijaya.
Okay.
Digvijaya. Beginning with that.
Okay. So.
And so it's here that's just using it as that.
Okay.
Adverb, but it's also the proper form for the indeclinable.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we have at manaha. which is nominative, no, it's ablative or genitive singular, mm-hmm. from the self, or out of the self, or?
Or accusing.
Could it be accusative too?
But it isn't, never
mind. I just took it as genitive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And sarvam, which is all in the accusative singular, vrittantam, is account or occurrence, accusative singular, and
news, account,
news,
all the news.
And then we have the daughter of Gandharva, Gandharva Kanyaya, which is really Kanyayaha.
Mm-hmm.
And it's genitive, right? Singular? Well, we don't know. It could be ablative either. Also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Tell me what you, how you took this.
Well, I don't know if I really have a translation, but let's see. So the last word is ah with chaksh. And it's the past or imperfect third person singular out in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Told. For told, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or said. So, that came beginning with the conquest of all regions. Told the news.
Or, yeah.
Told all the news.
All of the news, or all, yeah.
Told all of the news of Gandharva Kanyaya.
What are you going to do with Atmanaha?
I don't know.
Atmanaha is being used reflectively. It refers back to the subject, so that King told all of his news.
All of his news, okay.
Beginning with the big vijaya.
Okay. So the king told all of his news, beginning with the conquest, to...
That's right.
Yeah, told
so that genitive is being used like a data. Genitive is being used like a data.
Right.
Which is common.
Yeah, I remember. I just remember that the genitive can be fluid.
Very fluid, and, you know, and can be used to... in place of a genitive and often, in place of a dative and often is. So he told all of his news beginning with the Dik Vijaya to the daughter of the Gandharva. I wonder what that footnote is. I think I'll look it up in the book.
Let me look it up.
Page 109. Oh, that's just
the
God! I didn't know that. I even figured this out yesterday, and I, but I got trapped again in the same trap I fell into last night, and then I figured it out. It's Gandharva Kanyayai.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because of the sandhi?
That I becomes Aya and the yakara drops. Remember that sandhi?
Vaguely.
Like, the sandhi is this. If you have an A or an I followed by a vowel, then it can become Ayi or Aya, Aya or Aya. And then the yakara can optionally drop.
Right, I remember.
Here it's dropping.
Okay.
So, I also went with, before I went, okay, it could just be the genitive, because genitive being used as a dative.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's not. It is the dative. Mm-hmm. Kanyayai,
okay.
Where the I becomes aya, and then the yakara drops. And that's actually, you don't see that very often. Because when it's an I, it comes. You see it all the time in usage when an A becomes just an U.
Okay.
That happens all of the time, but there's not that many ending I endings, so you're not going to see I becoming Aya.
Okay.
So here in this footnote, page 109 in the first book, If a nominal or verbal form ending in A, I, O, or AL is followed by a vowel, the yakara or vakara of the substitute for the former are optionally dropped. The two vowels thus brought together by the dropping of the yakara or vakara do not coalesce. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It's an important one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I got stuck on that for a while, and then I somehow remembered it and forgot it again.
So it's really yai-yai?
Yeah.
And that's
kind of yai-yai, which is the dative form.
Well, it's kind of confusing here, too, because you could think it was genitive, because the genitive can be used that way.
That's right.
So
that's
you wouldn't necessarily be looking for a Sunday there, because it works.
Yeah, it would work, yeah.
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 Whereas if it was the wrong case, then you would want to be looking for something else.
Right.
So basically, if that king told all of his news, beginning with the conquest
mm-hmm.
of all the regions,
yeah.
to the daughter of the Gandhara.
That's right.
Okay, we're
here. Sa-raja.
Sa-raja.
Digvijayat.
Digvijayat.
Arabhya.
Arabhya.
Atmanaha sarvam ritantam.
Atmanaha sarvam ritantam.
Gandharva kanyaya.
Gandharva kanyaya.
Achashta.
Achashta.
Okay. And when you said just the question on that, achashta?
Achashta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, achashta.
Uh-huh.
That is the imperfect singular, right? The
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
you said it was there a prefix on it or just regular? It's just regular.
It's,
right? It's got a prefix, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you've got a long
it's
A there.
Okay.
But that ah is going to stay as ah in the past tense.
Right.
Because even though it takes the ah, it's still going to be vriddhi ah. Right.
And I don't,
so chuck with
I think that makes it
with
told.
The ah means told, right?
I
or
think
it's,
that's
yeah.
what it does.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll show you. It's on page 65.
Okay.
Chuck with ah.
Yeah. To explain.
They're going to tell it. So with V and ah is to explain. Ah chuck is to explain.
Oh, right.
Okay.
So to tell. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So it's not speak sense. Okay.
That's all right.
Yata.
Yata.
Yata. Pandava. Rane. Nasman. Nasman. On you, look at my notes. I can't read them. Okay. Nasman hanyuhu tata kriyatam. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yes, we have a yata tata construction, just as, and we have the nominative plural pandavaha. And we have the word rana, which is a battle, locative singular in the battle. And I think we have, I'm not sure about this, I think we have, I may be totally off on this, I didn't get a translation on this, I just parsed it. Na, negative adverb?
Na, yeah.
And then us, from asmad, we have the accusative plural us, mm-hmm. asman. And then we have hanyuhu, which is...
Asman is from ahan, right?
Asmad.
Yeah, from asmad, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Us, right?
Right. Yeah.
And then we have from han, we have hanyuhu, third person, mm-hmm. potential plural.
Mm-hmm.
And then tata is the end of the other part of that construction, adverb, in that manner, so thus. And then kriya... I was just getting very frustrated with that. It's a feminine noun, right? Does it mean executing or performing or accomplishing?
Not noun.
Present participle? Or?
I didn't take it like that.
I don't know.
I took it as the passive of kriya, to do.
Oh, it's the passive.
And it's imperative. Kriyatam.
Oh.
Remember the passive? Do you
remember the passive?
But I didn't work on the passive side.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I kept thinking.
Atmanapada and Tatha takes Atmanapada endings.
Mm-hmm.
So Tom is the third person singular.
Mm-hmm.
to talk to your tongue.
Yep. And it's imperative, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Well, let's look it up.
Let's look it up.
Kriya is Ekana?
Yes. Yeah, here it is,
yeah.
Right on my table.
Imperative.
Atmane Pada, third person, imperative, singular.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's giving some kind of order, like, they...
Let it be.
Yeah, let it
let
be.
Let it be like that. let it be in that way. Sipa Kriyatam.
Right.
Let it be in that way, like that. Just in the same way that, let it be done like that.
Yeah, just as the Pandavas did not kill us, or slay us, that they did not kill us in the battle, so let it be that way.
The only thing is, Hanyuhu, what is Hanyuhu?
I thought it was a potential.
Yeah.
So
it could be couldn't.
Could not kill us.
Yeah. We're not able. This is the
we're
this
not.
Is we're not able.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't kill us.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't or wouldn't.
Wouldn't would make more sense,
yeah.
Right? Why or
or, or yeah, hun.
Would not kill us. Not should, right?
Wouldn't. I think it might be a negative condition, a conditional, you know, the negative, that the potential can put, make a conditional. Just as the Pandavas couldn't kill us. In battle. I'm not sure.
It looks like there's something missing.
Well, that, you know, like Tatastu, it's a phrase Tatastu, let it be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And let it be like that. Here it's tata kriyatam.
Mm-hmm.
It's let it be done.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be done like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go in the same way. Just in the same way that the Pandavas didn't kill us in battle. Similarly, let it happen in that way.
But what is the it?
Kriyatam is an imperative, and there's no subject.
I know, that's what I'm saying. We don't know what it's referring to.
Well, I think it's referring back to just as the Pandavas were unable to kill us in battle. Similarly, let it be done.
Okay.
Like that. Let it be like that.
Okay.
Let it take place like that.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Okay. Okay.
I think we can probably make that a little bit better. I'll just put a question mark. I have to review the potential conditional.
Mm-hmm.
The negative conditional. Let me find out. Okay. I don't think there's anything at all in it that's been dark. We have to look in the main form of the other books.
more that they were not able to kill us, not that they refrained from killing us, right? We're saying that they weren't able to kill us, not that the Pandavas didn't kill us for some other reason or because they didn't want to kill us. Or
Exactly. That's how I'm doing it too. But there's a language for the negative conditional, and that's what I want to just look up for a minute. Might not be until the second. Okay. Conditional clauses. See this as an example. Here's an example of a conditional clause. This is what I was thinking. I don't think it fits. If the mother doesn't come, the child will die. That's the negative in a conditional clause.
Mm-hmm.
If this doesn't happen, then this will happen. Mm-hmm. That's potential is used for that. That's not quite right here, though. It's also express possibility of doubt, express probability or near future. I think it's just to express a wish or a request. Gosh. Or just prohibition. I would say just as the Pandavas were not able to, could it? That's how I would take it.
Okay.
But I don't know. Just as they, that's how I take it, because I think that's the meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Just as they were able to kill us in battle, let it be that way.
Mm-hmm.
Let that be. Mm-hmm. Let it be like that. Yata Pandava Rane.
Yata Pandava Rane.
So if I say Yata Pandavaha Rane.
Yata Pandavaha Rane.
Na Asman Hanyuhu.
Na Asman Hanyuhu.
Tata.
Tata.
Kriyatam.
Kriyatam. Kashchit Kuk. Kuro Yagnyam Yagnyam Andapam Gato
Yagnyam Mandapam
Yagnyam Andapam
Mandapam
Mandapam, sorry. Yagnyam
Yagnyam
Mandapam Gato Havim Shava Late Havim Shavalet. Havim.
Well, it's actually Havim Shi. Havim Shavalet.
Havim Shi. Havim Shi. I don't even. I think I might have got stuck on that. Havim.
You know, lit means to lick.
Yeah, I got that.
So I think with the ava, it doesn't really change the meaning.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that. All right.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, the next one goes with it. Should I do that one too?
Yeah.
Okay. Tatra, I'm going to need to break this. Tatra, Vit Vijaha, Tam, Agnan, Sarvan.
Tatra, Ritwid,
right? Ritwijaha, right?
Okay.
I just didn't say it.
Okay, that's okay.
Tam Agdan Sarvam Cha Samu Pahratam.
Samu Pahratam.
Samu Pahratam.
Yeah.
Yagniyam Dravyam Chaptva
Chaptva
Mandapam Samam Sam Amarjan.
Mm-hmm. Semamarajan.
Semamarajan. Semamarajan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have Kashchid, which is a certain.
Just a dog.
A dog.
Yeah.
And dog is nominative of the singular.
Mm-hmm.
Yajnam, accusative singular for the sacrifice.
Well, yajna mandapam goes together.
Oh, it all goes together.
It's the enclosure for the sacrifice. Yajna,
oh, okay.
Yajna mandapam.
Okay.
The enclosure for the sacrifice.
Give me just a second. I couldn't figure out what that was. All right. Mm. So is that just one word? It's a compound?
It's a compound.
Okay. And it's an accusative, so all an accusative singular.
Yeah.
Okay. Gato is gataha, which is PPP,
mm-hmm.
or gum, and nominative singular. Who went? The dog. Some dog who went to the enclosure of the sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Havyam. And so it's, I don't know what this is.
Havas becomes, Havas is the offering.
Okay.
And this is in the plural. Havimshi.
Havimshi. Oh my gosh.
Accusative plural. The offerings.
Havimshi. Okay. So Havimshi, and then we have,
we have Liv with Ava. You know?
With Ava, okay, all right. So what does that do to lick?
I didn't have it do anything.
Okay.
I didn't look it up. I just thought it must be the same thing.
Okay.
But I'll look it up.
And lick is in the third person singular imperfect.
Right.
Paris Maipadal. So basically it's a dog who went to the enclosure for the sacrifice with the offering.
Yeah. Poor thing.
I know, because then I killed him.
Oh, I know. Maybe.
I know, I read that to Jimmy this morning. I said, listen to this sentence. And then his response was, I want a dog.
So what is the word, though, for offering? What's the actual word?
Harvest. It's an inheritance.
Oh, okay, how about
it? Neuter noun.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's a short it, have it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It becomes long in the declension. Have a lift, to lick, to lap.
Okay.
To lick again and again. Now that's the frequency. It's just to lick or to lap up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so then the next one is tatra.
Mm-hmm.
Then the rich. Vijaha, which is a priest, nominative plural.
That's what usually means there.
There, okay.
And the dog means them.
Okay. So there, the priest, Tam Agnan, is the third person, plural, imperfect, parasmaipadatic. There, the priest killed him.
With that long ah, there must be an ahan.
Ah,
right.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
of the
eye. Right.
Or it still has to mean if someone is killed. Yeah, it's to strike, it says.
Strike.
No?
Okay.
With abhi or ah, to strike. They
to strike
him.
They struck him. Okay,
yeah.
So maybe they didn't kill him.
Maybe not.
Maybe he didn't die.
Yeah. It actually upset me when I read it this
time. I know. It's sad.
It's so mean.
No, why would the priest do that?
I know. So
maybe
they
just gave him a little shove.
Yeah.
To get out of here, dog. All right, so sarvan, all, accusative singular, chat and. Then we have sam with upa a kritam,
mm-hmm.
which basically, oh, it's just all one thing. It's a PPP meaning collected?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Collected.
Okay, and then we have yajnam, which is the pertaining to the yajniyam,
mm-hmm.
pertaining to the sacrifice in the accusative singular.
Yeah.
So the collective goes with that, right?
Yeah.
Sing, and then the next word is sing, but it's singular. Dravyam. So is that like everything collected, all the things collected for the sacrifice?
I would say drug and have it's singular but has a sense of plural.
Okay,
in this
I was trying
yeah.
to figure that out.
Because all drug in.
Yeah.
So the drug in are all of the tools and things that
all
are used.
All the stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we have Chuck Twa.
Chuck Twa.
Having abandoned Chuck Twa from Chech. And then we have Mungapum, which is a shed or enclosure, it's accused of singular. And some with Mridge, and it's the imperfect third person plural parasmaivada. And some with Mridge means swept, to swept.
Right, they swept.
So there the priests having abandoned well, wait a minute, I don't know if that's right.
Yeah.
They haven't... That happened? Okay, so there the priest, having abandoned all of the things collected pertaining to the sacrifice, struck the dog and swept the shed.
Oh, you probably go
yes.
first.
Struck the dog first?
Yeah.
Okay.
They struck the dog.
Okay.
They struck him.
Yeah. The
liquid
right.
struck him.
Yes,
Tom. Yeah. And having... abandon all of the drugium, all of the drug used for the yajna, right? Everything collected. Sarvam drugium, all of those are accusatives.
Yeah.
Sarvam, samupahatam, yajniyam, drugium, all of it. Then having it abandoned, thrown it all out, right?
Mm-hmm.
They swept from under them.
Okay.
So it just shows drugs being used collectively.
Okay.
Does that make sense for you?
Yeah.
So, kashchit kukaro.
Kashchit kukaro. Kukaro.
Yagyam andapam.
Yagyam andapam.
Gato havimshi.
Gato havimshi.
Avalet.
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 Tatra ritvijaha.
Tatra ritvijaha.
Tam agnan.
Tam agnan.
Sarvamcha.
Sarvamcha.
Samupahritam.
Samupahritam.
Yajniyam.
Yajniyam.
Dravyam.
Dravyam.
Sekhwa.
Sekhwa.
Mandapam.
Mandapam.
Samamarjan.
Samamarjan.
Yes.
Okay.
Rajano.
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 Yeah. Rajana Dharmena Vasudham Shishu. So the priests are from Rajan? Rajan?
Kings.
The kings. Oh, the kings, right. Why did I say the priests? Dharmena from Dharma to instrumental singular of the law, and then the earth, Vasudha, in the accusative, and then Shishihu is the third person plural potential from Shah, but here I guess it would be to go, to rule, then.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why
or government, yeah.
Yeah. So the kings rule the earth. That they would rule the earth.
Or should rule.
Should rule the earth through Dharma.
Or dharmically. You can use instrumentals, accusatives or appellatives as adverbs. So
okay.
Like we say by Dharma, through Dharma, what they really mean, I would think, is the king should rule the earth dharmically.
Okay.
Just to know that you have that flexibility.
We've had that sentence before. Do you recognize it?
I don't.
No, I mean, Virginia and I know we had that in our class at Penny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember
it. Well, Rajano.
Rajano.
Dharmena.
Dharmena.
Vasudham Shishuhu.
Vasudham Shishuhu.
Shishuhu.
Shishuhu. Shishuhu. Shishuhu.
Yeah. Okay, good. Okay, let's take a little break.
We did all those sentences.
I know. It's a big batch. We're getting faster at our sentences.
Yeah.
Here we go. So I think we're at the bottom of page 68.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just read through. The termination of the imperfect third person plural is us. We saw a lot of examples of that just now. In the case of vid, shas, jaksh, chakas, dridra, they didn't give us this time an example of that, but and jagra. But we saw several instances, right? Dwish takes the termination optionally, so that would mean adwishan or adwishuhu. Number three, the actually, do you have your book here? This book? Let me just look. Page 66, I just want to check if I got that right. The option. Yeah, I did. Adwishuhu, Adwishan. Page 66 in the imperfect. And Roman numeral 3. The ending, the kara of the root is optionally changed to ra or visarga in the imperfect second person singular. The sutra for that is 8275. 8275. Imperfect second person singular. So they use the example of vid because it ends in a dakara. So vid would take guna aved, kastrong. Aved plus is becomes aved or aved because of number one on page 67. On page 67, the is or it of the second and third person singular of the imperfect are dropped after a consonant, so we know that one. Okay. And now the option, avehe. Right? Because the dekar has changed to refa, avehe. Is that okay for everybody? So let's read through this. Ambama, so avedam, avidva, avidma, nothing there. Then avehe, avehe, aved or aved, which we just did. Avittam, avitta, so it's istamta, there's nothing there. No Sunday wrong. Okay. Then avate, avate, and that's by one on page 67 that we just read. Then avittam and us, so avittam, nothing there. And then avidduhu by this rule number one, bottom of page 68. Any problem? The ending vowel, the ending vowel takes its guna before us. They're referring here like to dridra and jagra. Okay? So jagra, it's not going to happen with dridra because the a is already a vriddhi letter, but it will happen with jagra. Okay? So here, so jagra, paris might put imperfect third person singular. Ajagaha, because, because ra takes guna and becomes ajagara, and then that refa will become visarga. The ta or is dropping, right? Then ajagra tam, nothing there. And then ajagaruhu, there's the ra taking guna before the us. Everybody okay? Virginia okay? So now, so ajagra plus it becomes ajagara plus it by one page 67. The takara drops. Everybody with that? Ura takes guna. So we just went through that. Then ajagara, ajagaha. Refa takes visarga usage. Okay. So no problem? The ending is of a root is changed to it or the takara dakara before the termination it takara before the termination ta and optionally before is. The ending is of a root. Okay. So shas. Here's the example. So ambama, no problem. We have to remember that shas becomes shish to give the see page 62, just to
yeah,
review that.
Going back.
Yeah, if you go to page 62. Shas plus tes becomes shis plus tes by six. The vowel of shas is changed to e before the consonantal weak terminations. That's number six on page 62. That's how we get that e. So we've got va and ma are weak consonantal terminations. So we've got ashasam, nothing there. Then ashishwa, ashishma, weak consonantal terminations. Then ashaha becomes a shot or a shod. The termination is of a root is changed to ta or da before the termination ta, and optionally before is. I'm going to have to go through that one. Let's read the rest of them. Tam ta is the same. Weak consonantal termination becomes e. So ashishtam, ashishta. Everybody clear also on why it's lingual? I have to run through that just to tell you for my own sake. Once shas becomes shis, it has to be shish. That sa will go to the lingual because of the a going to e. Once the sa becomes sh, then the dental ta has to take the lingual, because dentals and linguals, the dental will always go to the lingual. So the reason you get the initial sh is because the a goes to e. That forces the sa to go to sh. Okay, so that's how that happens. Then a shot, a shad. That's the termination, the ending is of a root is changed to ta or da before the termination ta or ta, and optionally before is. Then we have to look at that again. Then ashishtam, ashasuhu. Ashasuhu should be okay. That's just the us ending that's enjoined for this particular group of roots, shas being one of them, by one on page 68. So let's see if they take care of the second and third singular. Ashas plus ta. Ta being dropped by this rule number, from numeral 4, we have ashas. Ooh. Ashas plus ta. Ta being dropped. Ta is dropped by number 1 on page 67. The is or it of the second and third person singular imperfect are dropped after a consonant. And shas, the car is a consonant. So here was it, when it says ashas plus ta, the ta being dropped because it's coming after a consonant, we have ashas. And by the above, we have ashat or ashad. The above is, the ending is of a root is changed to ta or da before the termination ta, and optionally before is. So even though that ta kara is dropped, doesn't make any difference. It's still... it's invisible. Mm-hmm. It's there, but invisible. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, the option should make sense, too. Before ashas, see that in the second person singular?
Mm-hmm.
Ashas, the sakara is dropped, so you're left with ashas, and then that sakara will be the surrogate in usage. Or you can have the sakara be replaced by the ta or da by Roman numeral 4 above. Clear?
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay, Virginia?
Yeah, sort of. I'm following, I think. It's very hard for me to keep it straight.
We don't have to memorize these things. Just like,
yeah.
You're going to see some weird things happening in those.
And what I do is, like, in an hour, I will have forgotten this.
Yeah.
But then it's good when we're going through it if we just go back and kind of remember.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all we're doing.
Okay.
What I wrote down, it's number page 50 in your book. If you want to refer to it, you can just write down in the book. It's page 50 in this for Shas.
Okay.
And then I put down see page 62 just so that I can easily go back and remember all of the steps that Shas goes through.
Okay.
There's two sutras involved here, also for Shas and for this Roman numeral 4. The sutras are 8273 and 8274. If you go up to Roman numeral 3, remember that's 8275, so this just these are two sutras mm-hmm. that precede that. Mm-hmm. Then let's take a look at, everybody okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at Ish. Ish imperfect atmane for the third person, which would be tam atam atta. So Ish becomes Aish because the beginning vowel will take vriddhi in the past tense. You know, us plus the vowel, the a plus the vowel will always go to vriddhi, so you get the I. And then the Ish becomes Sha. Why does it become Sha? Oh, it tells. 9, page 60. Let me just look at that. 9, page 60. 9, page 60, roots ending in sh or ch, and the roots brush, brush, sridge, midge, yej, raj, braj, change their final to sh when followed by any consonant except a nasal or a semi-vowel. Okay, so that's what's happened. So, ish becomes, well, it's going to go to Aishta, there's the sha because of the ta, mm-hmm. and then Aishatam doesn't change because of the a, it's not a consonant, and then Aishata doesn't change because mm-hmm. not a consonant. So second person plural, Aidwam.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, we've been through this though, so let's look at this. Yeah. It says, sha is changed to sha by 9, page 60, we just read that, and the sha to da by 6, page 58, mm-hmm. 6, page 58 says, in the body of a word or a grammatical form, the preceding consonant, except a nasal, substitutes the third or soft unaspirate of its class when followed by a third or fourth letter, for sh, da is substituted. So remember, it's the ending is dwe.
Mm-hmm.
So now you get the da, but then what has to happen is just bilingual, dental lingual sundi, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to, dwa is going to go to dwa. Is that clear? It has, do you see how it's got to go to dwa?
Mm-hmm.
So I dwam. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Ish is page 55 in your Dati Manjari. I just make a note of that on the side so that I can look it up easily. I don't have to search for it every time. So page 55. Let's do this next one. Vas. Imperfect pairs might put a third person singular. Avat. Avat, avad. Aushtam, aushan should be clear. Before tam, the va being changed to. Oh, this is samprasarana, I see. I forgot about that. Before tam, the va being changed to U, the temporal augment A with U forms the vriddhi. So it takes some prasarana in the week. And there's not an example of this in the Dhatu Manjari.
Oh, there's not.
But you can see the sun prasarana. I'm forgetting again, even though we just read it.
Why does it do it? Just
Vas takes samprasarana. There's a lot of nouns that end in ya. I mean verbs
it's
end.
Like, it's not the va part isn't combining with anything.
You said vas, but is it vash?
But it's,
oh, I guess it's combining with a. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
The root is vash.
Huh?
Okay. And but vash takes samprasarana in the week. But now what we have to look at is there's something else where that sh changes to sh. It's 9, page 60, which we just read. Roots ending in sh or ch, plus a list of roots here, change their final to sh when followed by any consonant except a nasal or semivowel or by nothing. And so that's why you get vush becoming vush. Vush becomes vush. It takes sampradharana and becomes ush.
I'm sorry, where is that? Which one?
Look at 60, page 9. At the bottom of page 9.
Okay.
Yeah. So vush takes sampradharana in the week, becomes it becomes ush, which becomes ush by December 9 on page 60, and then it becomes aush because of the of the past tense. And then because it becomes aush, the tom becomes tom, just because lingual dental. So aush tom. And then aush shun, because the ending is un, it doesn't begin with a consonant. So this sh is not going to change. It only changes to sh if the termination begins with a consonant. Here it begins with an un, so aushun. And avut is going back to the sa or ta of the second or third person singular of the imperfect are dropped after a consonant. And so you have avush, which becomes avut or avud by. By what? What is that rule that makes the sh go to t? I think we just read it. Any consonant except a nasal, this is page 67, number 2. Any consonant except a nasal at the end of a word or form is changed to the first or third of its class. Sh is changed to t or d. And why this vush is changed to vush is because the ending is ta, even though it drops. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Right? So vush becomes a vush, mm-hmm. plus ta. The ta is dropped. Mm-hmm. And then the ta being dropped, the sh is changed to ta or da.
Wow.
Yeah. By this number 2, mm-hmm. 67. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As long as you understand it.
I understand it when we go through it.
Yeah, that's me too. That's all it is for me. Then I don't remember. But I do remember the forms. And I think that's the best to
Yeah.
Unless you teach it over and over and memorize. Okay.
I don't think I even understand it when we go over it, but I'm not going to worry about that. I mean, I sort of do, it's impossible for me to go over it like that. To keep referring back and going back to this rule because of this rule, either I'm going to have to memorize all the rules to really say that I know it, because I just get totally confused.
Like you follow it, but you don't necessarily understand it.
Right. If somebody asked me to explain why it does that, I would never, without this book.
No, you have to say why it does it. The why reason it does it is only because of the rule.
Right.
So if you say, well, why does it do that? Well, it does it because of this rule. And why does it does this? Well, it does it because of this rule.
Right.
That's how it is. So what you would have to do probably to make it easier is to take this and then write out this rule and then write out this rule,
right.
You know, and then in sequence rather than having to go back
mm-hmm.
through all of these pages.
Right.
You know, you'd have to actually write it out. But
well, I wonder if,
and
what
if you
about
really
Antoine going through class 2? No, it's not good.
Okay.
I don't think so. Try it. I don't.
Right.
I think. It's
I was just curious for the layout. Since
no, the layout's worse.
Oh, it is.
In my opinion.
Okay.
It's awful.
Just because this is laid out based on the sutras, it can be a little clunky of the going back and forth kind of thing. But
I don't think Antoine explains it.
It doesn't. Okay.
No, I don't think so. You can look, and that's just
sorry.
My opinion when I read it.
Okay.
The potential is easy because look at in the Parikmaipada, you see, it's yam, yava, yama, yaha, yatam, yata, yatam, yuhu.
Yeah.
So it's just going to basically just add on.
Mm-hmm.
There's no sundi or anything. It just puts on.
Straight.
Straight.
And now look at same with the Atmanekara, Iya, Ivahi, Imahi, Itaha, Iyatam, Itwam, Ita, Iyatam, Iran. So it's no real problem. They don't even deal with it because it's easy.
Yeah.
But then the next page, 70, for Han, same thing. Yat, Yatam, Yuhu, Han, Yat, Han, Yatam, Han, Yuhu. Then the only thing is with the Atmanekara, there's that collapse. Because all week, right?
Right.
And so, Nita, Niyatam, Niran. So you have this, that ga plus nugget collapse there, you have to think of Hun when you see that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Just got to memorize.
You have to memorize.
It's going to be Hun.
Right. Then Shas, and also Shas becoming Shish.
Yeah.
That's important too, because Shas means both to teach and to govern and to rule, to punish. It has these, and it's a common, it's a really common.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you need to know that root. So shishya, shishya, tam, shishihu. Again, there's nothing there. Right? It just adds right on. As long as you understand shas becomes shish.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, you have to memorize that. Let's look at for next week. They're gonna... Should you like working on some sentences? Well, it'll take probably two classes to go all the way through. Two classes to go all the way through the instructions here for the third gunna. But we could do, like, there's some sentences on page 76.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where we did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sentences.
That sounds good.
And that would mean the first... The sentences on page 76 and the first two sentences on page 77.
Mm-hmm.
So then we'll do those sentences and
okay.
study the and read through.
Okay.
Yeah, Krishna, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Talamanye Sarve, so last line.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you can read through this third gana on your own, do work on the sentences, and then we'll read through the
okay.
Gonna together. I think that'd be good. There's a lot.
We went through all those other sentences.
What? Yeah.
I'm really glad we had the time to go through
the sentences. The sentences are so valuable because we really,
yeah.
We really learn. And here we can do all these sentences too. It goes on to page 78, so it'll probably take us three classes.
Okay.
To do them. She thought, okay.
So happy we're in class.
Yeah.
But you know, the good thing is now we understand the class two better because the last time we were just kind of given a bunch of sheets that we could refer to and we knew there was a lot of crazy sending.
Yeah, and that's what's so great about Bhandarkar, even though it's tedious.
Mm-hmm.
It's the sutras.
Yeah.
He really gets into deeply. Yeah, so all right, should we say a prayer?
Yeah.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurupyo Namaha Hari Om.